have interesting things out this morning. Well, there's always something out that's interesting if you dig deep enough. We have some earnings, of course. This has been beginning of earnings week. Yesterday, I alerted everybody to the fact that we'd get some insight into what's happening in the technology sector when Google reported after the market closed yesterday, and they did. Their earnings were decent, but they weren't as good as Wall Street expected, so the stock was down about 10% last night in after-hours trading. It's incredible. This is a stock, though, that trades for, you know, north of $600 a share or so. And the reason it was down was because they spent so much. They actually hired 1,900 people in the quarter, 54% spending surge in that quarter. And that's what they typically do, of course. But normally with Google, what happens is that their expenses run well ahead of the increases in their revenue. So the Street doesn't know exactly how to interpret that. We've got another major bank releasing numbers this morning, Bank of America. Now, they're the biggest bank by, if you base it upon assets. They're also the only one of the large banks that get all the money from the TARP, who was denied permission recently by the government to increase their dividends. Most of the major banks that got TARP money have not only paid the money back, but they've also been able to start increasing their dividend streams back to their stockholders, of course, which they cut because of the crisis in 2008. Bank of America reporting their first profit in three quarters, and that's the good news. The bad news is it's still worse than the same quarter of last year. And this morning, of course, we get the number for the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. Yesterday, we got the wholesale number, which is the PPI, the Producer Price Index. This morning, the CPI, it was up 0.5%. The core number, which is what you get if you take out inflation, if you take out food and energy, was up 0.1. But how about this number? Year over year, 12-month increase, 2.7%. If you take out energy and food, up 1.3%. And speaking of inflation, one of the things a lot of people have been doing over the last year or so to try to combat inflation is people have been buying gold and silver. There's not a day that goes by that someone doesn't ask me about the wisdom of investing in gold or silver. Well, gold hit an all-time high yesterday. Silver hit the highest it's been since 1980. And you may remember that back in 1980, the Hunt brothers did their infamous trick where they tried to corner the silver market. It didn't work. And people refer to silver as the poor man's gold. Silver is in such high demand, people trying to buy U.S. minted silver coins, that the U.S. Mint has had to start reducing the allocation, restricting the amount of gold coins that they're shipping to dealers. And so clearly a lot of people think that inflation is there regardless of what the Fed says.
John, you have a series starting, a two-part series in the Times Record Sunday.
Yeah, on Sunday we'll just talk about what is inflation, how does the government define it, what is the CPI, et cetera. And then next week we'll have some specific tips of things that you can invest in or that you can do to protect yourself against inflation.
We'll look for that. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Call John at 479-782-2527, 782-2527. Or you can email him at johntaylor@sternag.com. You can also check out our internet address, which is www.kfpw.com.